Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Put your feet on the floor, get out in the backyard, and fire up a grill. It's a beautiful day. Create some grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome back, and thanks. Wherever you're listening around the world, if you're streaming us live in Baghdad, if you're in Afghanistan, or maybe the Philippines, Australia, wherever you are, thanks so much for taking some time with us. And for those of you on podcast, we appreciate all the downloads that are taking place right now. It's a great way to get the show if you're not available on the weekends. You can go to thegrillingguys.com and click on any of the links at the top for those podcasts or for streaming mechanisms. And you can follow us on Facebook /thegrillingguys. So this week, Jop, it is all about South Carolina barbecue. And you've probably been to South Carolina a time or two. I'm not sure where.
Right.
Where have you been?
Yep. Columbia.
Okay.
Is predominantly, I was down there for work a couple times, but
oh, yeah.
Not recently.
Yeah. It's just like any of the Carolinas, the different parts of the state kind of have different ways of doing barbecue. And right now we're going to shoot over to the eastern side of the state to a town called Aner, South Carolina, to a place called, and this is a legendary place, been featured on the Food Network and all sorts of other shows, Gore's Barbecue and Country Kitchen. Right now on the live line, we've got Mr. Barbecue Man, Mr. Gore. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
Hey, just appreciate so much you taking some time to talk to us, because I know you're a busy man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So tell us, all us folks around the U.S. here in different states and parts of the world, what makes your part of South Carolina so special and why your business seems to be such a huge success?
Oh, being a success and having a good old country dinner, something that we don't hardly have around here no more. And so we put out the best product around for country dinners, like macaroni and cheese, rice and gravy, fried chicken, pork chops, candy and potatoes, and barbecue, the specialist barbecue.
So is the barbecue, is it whole hog or is it shoulders?
It's whole hog and sometimes shoulders when I can't get the whole hog.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the whole hog. What are you doing to it before you get it on the pit?
Before I get to it, I go and purchase it from the locker plant and get it, and I clean it up, and then I put it on the grill, on the pit, and let it cook.
Simple, right?
Yes, sir.
Simple stuff. Are you doing any seasonings on that hog before you put him on the pit?
No, I don't put seasoning on him before I put him on the pit. I just cook him first.
Very good. Now, you're doing that, are you doing that over hardwood?
Yes, I do it over hardwood, the old-fashioned way.
And so that's one of the pits you have is an old-fashioned brick pit, and then you said you had another one that's steel to help keep up with the volume. Do you do that hog belly down first?
Yes, I do the belly down first.
And then how long do you keep it over the coals before you flip it over to the backside? Two-thirds of the time is it belly down?
I do it the old-fashioned way. I don't turn it.
Oh, you never flip it? Okay.
No, I don't flip it until it's done.
So you don't necessarily get cracklings with yours?
No, not crackling.
Okay. Then you just must have a great big table you set that on in your kitchen to start processing all that meat, because that's a whole bunch of work right there.
Yes, it is. A whole lot of work. And when you're processing and all that, getting it ready for the barbecue, and then after you get it ready for the barbecue, then you put it on the menu.
Very nice. Good. Now, when you're putting it out there, are you mixing up the different cuts, or are you selling it by different parts?
Oh, we just mix it all together. You get the whole hog, you get everything in it, bacon, ham, sausage, all that wrapped up in one big hog.
Awesome. You also have a pretty famous macaroni and cheese.
Yes, sir.
How would
I do it old-fashioned way?
And how do you do that?
Oh, I get it and a cheese and macaroni, get it all together, and then put it in the oven, bake it. Now, after baking, put it on the line, and everybody come in and start eating.
All right. I'm going to have to dig deeper on that one because mac and cheese is one of my favorites. But what kind of cheeses are you putting in there?
Oh, I put that old-fashioned hook cheese in it. And sometimes I can't get the hook cheese. I get the get that Kraft cheese and mix it all together with my macaroni and all and and put all my other ingredients in it, and then
there's the secret right there. All my other ingredients. We're not going to get that, are we?
No, we're not going to get all my ingredients. I put it out there. Everybody want to do it.
So you were just recently featured on a television show. What program was that?
The program was on a food show.
Oh.
And they come in and interview me and all that, and they want to know all about my secret, but I can't give the secret. if I give them a secret, it won't be no more secret.
Who would do that? Right, would do that anyway?
That's right. You know, remember the old show used to be on TV?
Right.
I got a secret back, and so I just got a secret, and everybody want my secret.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think that was like Art Linkletter or something like that.
Right.
So let's get away from your secrets and your sauces. Because in the Carolinas, the way I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, is the hogs going out just cooked and pulled and chopped or however you want it, but then the sauce is on the table, right? The sauce is after you serve the meat.
No, the sauce is already in the meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the sauce is already in the meat, and all you got to do is just eat. You don't have to add nothing to it but your lips.
So what kind of sauce what's the kind of flavor profile of your sauce?
See, I just use old regular old fashioned sauce.
Here we go again, Bob.
I make my own sauce now. I make my own sauce. I don't buy that other sauce out there.
Would you call it a vinegar based sauce?
Vinegar based.
Okay, and it's more of a red sauce.
Yes.
Okay, because I know in Western South Carolina, where the German enclaves were in particular, they're still heavy into the mustard side. So you must have a lot of that around you too.
Yes, we have mustard sauce, but I don't put mustard sauce on my barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nice.
It's just regular, that vinegar, old-fashioned way.
You got a lot of variety down there in South Carolina, don't you?
Yes, they have variety, but like I can say thank God for it, because I'm different from all of them.
Well, they call you the barbecue man for a reason.
Yes, sir.
What's the secret to your success?
Secret is I just thank God for it.
You got to quit asking him his secrets. You're going to go get any secrets. But here's what I want to know is, you said you have sides on there. You got macaroni and cheese. You got any vegetables as sides?
Yes, I have collard greens. I have mustard greens some days, a different vegetable every day. Then I have corn, and then I have llama beans some days, and then I have butter beans and peas, baked beans. Have a choice.
How about sweet potato pie?
I got that candy yam potato.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you hear what I said? I got candy yams.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
So somebody wanted to find you. Give us the nearest large city that you're by.
I'm 26 miles out of Myrtle Beach.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Wow, that's easy. So a lot of people will be going to Myrtle Beach for spring break.
Right, on 501. Come on 501, straight to Myrtle Beach. I'm in a little town of Aynor. My landmark is when you see McDonald's, make a left turn coming from the north. Make a left turn at McDonald's and come to the stop sign and go across. I'm in the middle of the block.
It's real easy to find. If you just do an internet search, it's called Gore's, G-O-R-E, Gore's Barbecue and Country Kitchen. If you do an internet search, just look for the guy in South Carolina with 5 stars. Okay, that's where you'll find the barbecue man, Mr. Gore. Thanks so much for joining us on the Grillin' Guys radio show. I hope to darken your doorway someday.
Okay, we're glad to have you anytime.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mr. Gore, he's not letting go any of them secrets, is he?
He's cagey. He's cagey. Yeah. Everybody's calling him wanting that secret. What a guy, nice guy. I talked to him earlier this week when I set it up, and wonderful man, very strong faith in God. I mean, he was,
yep.
It was like just like the sweetest grandpa you'd ever want to meet. This guy's been doing this a long, long time. He's working hard for that living, because doing whole hog, boy, that's a young man's work. So
it is.
So he's really huffing it.
It is. Coming up next, Big Bull's Banging Barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back.